Welcome to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler of the American Pastors Network, addressing the most critical issues impacting our culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. Learn more about the work of the American Pastors Network at AmericanPastorsNetwork.net.
Well, good Friday to each and every one of you, wherever you might be out there in the Stand in the Gap Radio Network. What a joy it is to be able to have you with us today as we gather around the radio once again for another 1 hour of information coming your way from the American Pastor Network studios. And along with David Kistler, I'm Gary Dahl. When we get into the second segment of the program today, we are going to be having a discussion with Abby Abelness, who is the state director of the Pennsylvania Prayer Caucus, as well as director of the Healing Tree International. And there's a big event coming up on the 17th of November that we're going to be talking about, and she's going to be sharing with all of our listeners. And so you will not want to leave the program from now until we say, stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up. The best is yet to come. Goodbye. How about that, Dave? Stay in that long. What do you say, sir?
Well, absolutely, they should stay aboard. But, Gary, we may have listeners leaving us because you said that with such conviction they may think we're at the end of the program already.
Oh, no, we're not, folks. That's the fastest program in history. But, folks, we do want you to stay tuned the whole time. There's a lot of things to talk about today, and one of the things we just do want to highlight, particularly for those of you who are listeners out in the western part of the United States of America, there is a storm coming out there that you might want to be watching for. The west coast, particularly of Mexico, but on up into Texas, is in the crosshairs of Hurricane Patricia, which became the most powerful tropical cyclone ever measured in the western hemisphere today, with its maximum sustained winds reaching an unprecedented 200 miles per hour. The hurricane is forecast to make landfall in Mexico this evening as a Category 5 hurricane capable of causing widespread destruction. Residents and authorities in Mexico are rushing to prepare for what will likely be the strongest hurricane to ever make landfall on the Pacific coastline. And so, Dave, with this unprecedented 200-mile-an-hour sustained winds, Hurricane Patricia is probably going to cause a lot of damage. We need to pray for people out there. Anybody who's listening to our voice out in that part of the country, that is even, you know, what you'd say would be the southwestern parts of Texas, even the southeastern parts of Texas, you better be prepared for it. Dave, is there a biblical application to this?
Well, you know, Gary, I believe there probably is. In fact, not probably. I believe there can be very clearly a biblical application. You know, the scripture says, again, in the book of Nahum, and we have referenced this in the past, the Lord hath his way in the whirlwind and the clouds are the dust of his feet. So sometimes when a nation has turned their back on God, one of the ways by which God will either attempt to regain their attention or God will bring judgment on that nation is through weather situations and through catastrophes, acts of nature. And Gary, I found it interesting before we went on the air, you were talking about some of the statistics that the greatest storms that have inflicted the most damage on the United States of America have occurred since 1992. In fact, maybe not just America, but maybe even around the world. But they've all occurred since 1992. And some would say, well, you know, we've got more buildings and we've got more structures and we've got more people in certain areas where storms may be hit, and that would account for the greater amount of damage since that 1992 year. But, Gary, I think it's more than that. I think it's the fact that God may be very significantly trying to get the attention, certainly, of the United States of America through these weather patterns.
Well, he is. And you know, since 1992, that's what, less than 30 years, the 10 most costly hurricanes ever hit the United States of America. That is bound to have some significance to it, I think, as you relate that to the passage of Scripture that you gave. And I think for certain the United States of America and other countries, for sure, but the United States of America need to ask the question, what is it that we must learn from these things, knowing that God does use the weather to get our attention? And so that was a good explanation of that, Brother Dave. And again, for our friends, our listeners out in the western part of the United States, down in and around Texas, and we know we have stations down in there, you might want to be very careful. You might want to pray a lot, and we will be praying for you as well. So many things taking place, Dave. Last night it came out that Paul Ryan announced that he's ready and willing to run for the position of the Speaker of the House of Representatives in Washington, D.C. And, you know, it's just very, very interesting to see how all of this has and is coming together. My question is he going to be able to be the unifier that he expects to be? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, Gary, I would say this, and maybe it's my optimistic side coming through, but I think the potential is there for him to be a unifier. You know, for a number of years now, he has been a prominent and very key player in the House of Representatives. He was chosen to be the VP, you know, with Mitt Romney for a reason. He is a brilliant man when it comes to numbers and economics. And so the possibility, I think, certainly exists for him to be a unifier. The thing that concerns me, Gary, again, goes back to what we talked about when his name first came up a couple of days ago, and we talked about this in a little bit of detail, and that is that one component that he was demanding, that they do away with the vacate the chair motion. I think that would be a terrible thing if the House of Representatives eliminates that little used but could be very strategically used, as it was in the ousting of John Boehner at a very important time. Boehner needed to go. So if you surrender that, the House does, and they say, we will not use that anymore, and that's a thing of the past. I don't think that's a good thing at all. But there is, Gary, there is the potential that Ryan could be a unifier and perhaps could be a very effective speaker. He would not be my first choice, but I think maybe it could be something that could be very, very beneficial. If everybody does the right thing, and if he doesn't operate like Boehner did and just slap these guys down in the House, tell them to return back to their sandbox.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is there are three actually components there in the House of Representatives. There is what is referred to as the Tuesday group, which I would think would be the most liberal of the three. Then there's the Republican Study Committee, often referred to as the RSC, which would be the more moderate. And then, of course, there's the Freedom Caucus, which would be the most conservative. And to be able to get the three of them to come together and say, yes, we will unify behind or we will unite behind Paul Ryan is the next best thing to miraculous. But, Dave, you know, one of the things that concerns me is that in one of the in the letter that he wrote to the Congress, to the members, I should say, the Republican caucus, he said this, and I quote, whatever our differences, we are all conservatives, end quote. I don't know that I'd agree with that.
Well, no, Gary, I would not. And I had not seen that statement. That's a little bit of a shocking statement for him to make, because the fact is we're not all conservatives. Gary, you cannot find unanimity between the Freedom Caucus and those other two groups that you mentioned. Gary, they are poles apart. So again, what he makes referring to is, you know, we want to win the next election, and in that we're conservatives. If that's what he meant, maybe someone will buy into it, but they're not all conservatives.
Well, time will tell how things will turn out. Certainly, we do need to be praying for the folks down there in Congress. And talking about praying, when we come back, we're going to have with us Abby Abeldus. We're going to be talking about a great, big, significant, important prayer gathering that's going to be coming up on the 17th of November in the state of Pennsylvania, particularly. And we're going to share with Abby what that's all about. She'll share with us what that's all about. So stay tuned. We will be back in about 4 minutes as we continue with Stand in the Gap Today.
I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. If you're a parent or grandparent and want to help bring spiritual renewal to America, here's where you should start, with your children and grandchildren. Our children need a godly education, one that mirrors the Christian values embraced by our founders and taught in the home by many of you. BJU Press, the Christian homeschool curriculum leader, makes homeschooling fun and exciting. Exceeding all national standards, BJU Press textbooks are accurate, dependable, and well-researched. They're designed to promote excellence for every child and are adaptable to different learning styles and challenges. Carefully integrating a true biblical worldview throughout BJU Press textbooks set the standard for academic instruction. That's why I so strongly endorse BJU Press textbooks and encourage their use by homeschoolers and Christian schools alike. If you're a parent and want to find out more, visit BJU Press online at bjupresshomeschool.com or by calling 800-845-5731. That's bjupresshomeschool.com.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
History was made on today's date. Stay tuned for an American Minute with Bill Federer.
On October 23, 1913, President Woodrow Wilson issued a proclamation of a national day of Thanksgiving. He wrote, "The season is at hand to turn in praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God for His manifold blessings to us as a nation. The year that has just passed has been marked by His gracious providence. We have seen the completion of a great work at the Isthmus of Panama. Righteousness exalteth the nation, and peace on earth, goodwill toward men, furnish the only foundation upon which can be built the lasting achievements of the human spirit."
This has been an American Minute with Bill Federer. For a free transcript, call American Minute at 1-888-USA-WORD.
The Pocket Testament League presents Pocket Power. Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. Tongue-tied when it comes to witnessing? Then let God's Word do the talking for you.
I take the Gospels with me to the nursing home. One lady keeps her copy of the Gospel with her 24/7. She has completely changed her attitude and her ways. I praise God for the change in her.
This is Mike Brickley, president of the Pocket Testament League. League members have found that any place is a good place to share a pocket gospel with someone they meet. Join us and you'll always be ready. Is there anything more important?
Thank you for all you do. I've received so many Pocket Power books and study guides and children's books that we leave them everywhere to entice people to read the Bible on their own and to start to go to church.
What are you waiting for? Read, carry, and share the gospel every day. For more information, call 1-800-636-8785 or visit pocketpower.org. That's pocketpower.org.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today, and we are delighted to welcome to our air and introduce to those of you who are listeners a young lady by the name of Abby Abelness, who, of course, is with the Healing Tree International, as well as being the Pennsylvania, the director of the Pennsylvania Prayer Caucus. And Abby, welcome aboard to Stand in the Gap Today. It's a delight to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here.
And before we get too far into it here, why don't you please explain to our listeners the ministry of Healing Tree International and the Pennsylvania Prayer Caucus.
Okay. Healing Tree International has a mandate for healing and restoring God-ordained destinies of people and nations. We have a headquarters at the Londonderry Inn in Palmyra, Pennsylvania, and we do trainings there and roundtable discussions, especially with pastoral leaders, government leaders, medical leaders, and international leaders, all in the areas of healing and restoring God's purposes in their personal lives and in their nations. And then we also travel and do some ambassadorial peace and unity dignitary trips, especially in the Middle East, and we bring leaders from there to the United States, and we're especially working with displaced refugees because that's a most significant issue lately. And then with the Congressional Prayer Caucus, I meet every Monday in Harrisburg with the legislators who are leading the Pennsylvania Prayer Caucus, and that would be Senator Greenleaf and Representative Saccone. Notice somebody from the House and the Senate are meeting together with a whole prayer team that prays, and it's just legislators praying together. And this started from the Congressional Prayer Caucus in D.C. Congressman Randy Forbes and also Senator Lankford are the leaders of the Congressional Prayer Caucus in D.C. Its main purpose is to protect the fundamental human right of religious freedom and to guard the right of individuals to pray and practice their faith freely in the public square. And you may know the story, but Randy started that kind of by himself. He felt the Lord led him to do that. He opened prayer in room 219 right outside of where the house meets, and every Monday started prayer. And that has grown to the point that over 100 legislators meet every Monday for prayer. So it's a pretty exciting leadership that they have.
Mm-hmm. It is, and as I understand it, I think even this coming Sunday, Randy Forbes is going to be involved with a particular church where there will be a national prayer gathering that people can be involved with in by way of live stream. Is that correct?
That's right, and that is actually a historic challenge that he's giving and doing himself. He will be, it'll be a leading legislator and pastor in the pulpit together. And that's mm-hmm. a big part of what they're trying to do is have kind of a groundswell of support of the church working with legislators to bring God's purposes in our nation.
Amen. And I know here at the American Pastors Network, we believe in that entirely. Go ahead, Dave, sir.
I'm sorry, Gary, I didn't mean to speak over you there, but it's so interesting. That's the very kind of thing that the American Pastors Network, as you just said, is trying to promote, is this cooperation and a mutually seeking of the Lord among pastors and elected officials. Abby, let me ask you this. If I'm not mistaken, it was Randy Forbes who also was the one who started the National Bible Appreciation Week in the U.S. Congress, where they take 1 week out of the year and they express appreciation on the floor of the House of Representatives, and I think also on the Senate as well, but certainly on the House side, appreciation for the Word of God and for the role it has played in the founding and the history of our nation. Is that not true?
That's true. That's true. And you'll see from Randy and from Senator Lankford, you'll see them especially promoting issues related to the religious freedom, you know, honoring God's Word, honoring prayer in the public square. You'll see that. And then you'll see that in our state, in Pennsylvania, we actually had Representative Saccone introduce legislation that there would be in 2014, it would be the year of the Bible. Mm-hmm. So, again, honoring that. And then they have a big initiative to remember our motto, In God We Trust, and that would mm-hmm. actually be that is out of Pennsylvania. It's a 60-year anniversary this year, and they have a put it up campaign where you put up any place on your car, your business window, any place, the words In God We Trust, so that people remember that as foundational to our nation.
Amen. And you know, we can thank the Lord for the fact that He's raising up individuals in high positions of high places in the United States Senate, in the House of Representatives, as well as in the states' legislatures, in order to be able to make these stands for the truth of Almighty God. Now, Abby, coming up on November the 17th is going to be something that is extremely significant to all of our listeners. It's entitled Pray USA. Why don't you share a little bit about that for us, please?
Okay, as we already began in this conversation, the legislators are calling God's people to unify with them. And that's probably what's really unique about this is it's not the church calling for prayer, it's the legislators who, in a sense, are being pastoral to say, we want to call God's people to unify with us, to be one voice, to pray and to take action in for God in our country. And so they actually have over 100,000 people that have signed this Pray USA movement online, and they had, they've already had Congress meeting with legislators and state leaders last spring to sign a proclamation that we would agree that we would join together as one voice to pray and act for God in our nation. And so now some of the states are now picking this up, and Pennsylvania is one of the first states to be doing that, that we're actually going to have a proclamation signing day where legislators are inviting pastors and congregants to come and observe the legislators and pastors signing this proclamation, and then congregants can also sign another proclamation. But this is going to be on November 17th at 6 p.m. at the historic Grace United Methodist Church. This is on State Street in Harrisburg. And the interesting thing is, when the Capitol burned over 100 years ago, all of our Pennsylvania government met in this same historic Methodist church. Mm-hmm. So here we are again, bringing together legislators calling pastors and believers to come join them in prayer and action. So this mm-hmm. is a historic opportunity. You won't want to miss this.
Now, you mentioned that, Abby, you mentioned that Pennsylvania is one of the first states. Are there other states that will be doing this also on November the 17th across the nation that you know of?
Not on that date. Pennsylvania is the only one doing it that date, but different states are arranging different dates that they'll be doing it in their states. So mm-hmm. the D.C. leadership of the Congressional Prayer Caucus Foundation and some congressmen will be joining us in Pennsylvania. So the D.C. leaders will be participating in Pennsylvania's movement. So you'll see a lot of believing legislators. It would be an opportunity to see, hear, and meet different legislators from Pennsylvania and D.C.
I was talking with Senator Stuart Greenleaf last week when I prayed out there in the Pennsylvania mm-hmm. State Senate. And he's excited about this. He's excited about what you're doing there, Abby. And, you know, we're very, very thankful that God is raising up men and women of God to take these kind of stands and to lead us across the United States of America. We're rapidly running out of time here. If anybody would like to get involved with this Pray USA on November the 17th, what must they do? What can they do, Abby?
Well, they need to sign up. They need to register. I think we sent you a letter that you might be sending out to your people. If someone has not gotten that letter to sign up, they can just email me at Abby, A-B-B-Y, at cpcfoundation.com, or they could even call me, 717-497-5648. So they want to register for this event. Definitely come to this event. If you can't possibly get to it, at least go online to prayusa.com and actually sign the proclamation online if you can't do it in person.
Okay, and Abby, we want to thank you very, very much for being with us today, and we pray that God will opened the flood doors, with many people going there on December the 17th to the Grace United Methodist Church in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, to pray and then watch God work. Abby, thank you for being with us today. God bless you as you continue to serve Him.
Thank you. Look forward to seeing you all there November 17th.
Okay, thank you, Abby. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, and when we come back, there are many, many more things for us to talk about. We have a lot of things to deal with before the top of the hour, so don't you stay away. Take a break, but come back and join us in 3 minutes.
Working for your liberty right here in Philadelphia. Broadcasting freedom shining light throughout the tri-state area. Streaming freedom shining light from Philly to the nations. 1180 shining forth, we are the Freedom Station. WFYN.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Jeb Bush announcing changes to his presidential campaign, downsizing and cutting salaries. An internal memo says field operations will grow in some key states. Hillary Clinton at a women's leadership forum in D.C.
I am absolutely delighted to be here. As some of you may know, I had a pretty long day yesterday.
Testifying for the House Benghazi Committee. Bernie Sanders at that forum, too, saying the election's not just about a president.
It is about transforming the United States of America.
Martin O'Malley there says most Americans are making the same or less money than 12 years ago.
Which means we still have work to do.
President Obama speaks at the forum this afternoon. At least 14 people reported killed in a suicide bombing targeting a Shiite Muslim procession in southern Pakistan. Fox News. We report. You decide.
So, thank you for coming to my town hall today and how wonderful Common Core is and how much money we got from the federal government for giving up control of education. Any questions?
So, Representative, we have adopted new National Common Core standards, but they are not higher than our existing standards, and they were never really tested.
Well, yes.
And now we have to retrain all our teachers again. And make them teach from a script so they can teach to national tests?
Well, yes.
And buy lots of new computers and equipment and copyrighted lessons from the same people who are promoting Common Core?
Well, yes.
And we're going to share all our private, family, medical, disciplinary, and test results with people nationwide. Why are you supporting it?
Call your representatives now and ask them to stop Common Core and restore local control. This message brought to you by Pennsylvanians Restoring Education. Go to parestoringeducation.org or call 484-678-2236.
Nurse, set up an IV. And you, her boyfriend, you were the driver?
Yes, doctor, but I didn't mean to hurt her. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Just buzzed? Oh. Then your girlfriend is fine.
Hey, sweetie. I feel great.
She's really okay?
What, are you kidding? No. Not really. Nurse, get me a suture kit. Stat.
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website. AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and stand in the gap today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, and if you did not get the information as to how you can learn more about Pray USA, I would just encourage you to go to PrayUSA.com and find out all the information that you would like to have with regard to hundreds of governmental leaders calling our nation to prayer. You know, that is something that is extremely important, Dave. According to the record, even as we speak, about 865 governmental leaders are calling the United States of America to pray. They're including pastors and people in the pew to get involved with this. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, we need something like this. And I would encourage you to do what you can to get involved with it. Well, there's so many things going on today. Dave, let's drop back a little bit, if you don't mind, to the Paul Ryan situation. I want to read for our listeners portions of the letter that he sent out to the caucus. I guess this was earlier this week. He said, and I quote, "I never thought I'd be speaker, that is the Speaker of the House." But he goes on to say, "But I pledge to you that if I could be a unifying figure, then I would serve. I would go all in. After talking with so many of you and hearing your words of encouragement, I believe we are ready to move forward as one united team. And I'm ready and eager to be our speaker. I've spoken with many of you over the past few days, and I can sense the hunger in our conference to get to work. I know many of you want to show the country how to fix our tax code, how to rebuild our military, how to strengthen the safety net, how to lift our people out of poverty. I know you're willing to work hard and to get it done, and I think this is the moment, I think this moment is ripe for a real reform. Whatever our differences, we're all conservatives." End quote. David, going back to this, do you think Ryan is going to be able to get the job done?
Well, Gary, again, there's a lot of people in the House that really respect him, really like him, and think he is the natural choice for this job. And again, how to answer your question. I have concerns. I have great concerns. I really do. I just have concerns about whether or not he's going to be exactly what is needed in the House. Gary, if all we do is go back to a lighter version, maybe even a much lighter version of John Boehner, but we don't have someone in there who is a genuine conservative and is going to stand up for the core principles of that which made the Republican Party great, then this would be a mistake. I mean, if that would be what Paul Ryan would be, it would be a disastrous mistake. There's been a lot of effort, Gary, put in, as you well know, to bring up this motion to vacate the chair to get John Boehner out. That has taken the better part of a year to accomplish. It has taken the blood, the sweat, the toil. It's taken the loss of committee headships on the part of those like our North Carolina Congressman Mark Meadows and others that have hazarded really their career to make this happen. So to settle for something like this, if he is not going to be what we really need, Gary, would just be a travesty, because it's never going to happen again, at least probably not in your lifetime and mine. So I have concerns. However, having said that, the potential is there. The potential, and I'm going to underscore that word, the potential is there for him to do a good job. There's just still questions I have, and again, I would love to talk to some of these guys up on the Hill, and maybe we can get a hold of some of them and get them on the program and see what they have to say about it. But Gary, I am very cautiously optimistic.
You know, we talked about those three groups that are in the in the Congress. You've got the liberal group, which I call them the liberal group. That's the Tuesday group. You have the Republican Study Committee, which is more moderate, and then you've got the Freedom Caucus, which is more conservative. And I've heard different things today as I've been, going hither and yon and here to there and so forth and so on, that there is a lot of concern by conservatives across America, Dave, that the Freedom Caucus, members of which also said, yes, we will support Paul Ryan, has betrayed conservatives across the United States of America. And in one of the discussions that I heard, our friend Mark Meadows was an individual who was being pointed out as saying that maybe he has compromised a little bit in voting for Paul Ryan. Do you think that maybe the Freedom Caucus has softened themselves just a little bit in order to just get a speaker so that they can move on? Any thoughts about that?
Things. Now, I had not heard that.
I didn't hear you, Dave. I'm sorry. I missed what you said there at the beginning. What did you say, sir?
I said, Gary, I am hearing conflicting reports myself. Mm-hmm. I had not heard that Congressman Meadows had signed on definitively to support Paul Ryan. Now, that may be the case. I had just not heard that. In fact, very recently, I heard some comments made by Daniel Webster, who, of course, is as well running for the speakership position, that he still felt like the majority, if not a significant majority of the Freedom Caucus, was still very much behind him. So I don't know if there's a campaign out there to send out disinformation or what exactly is going on. But I will say this, Gary. The way things can happen in D.C., there are deals struck, there's pressure applied, and I sure pray that the members of the Freedom Caucus, especially Mark Meadows, have not and are not going to be willing to do something that would be perceived as compromise and certainly would not be in substance compromise.
Well, I don't know that Mark Meadows actually himself signed on, but his name was used as one of the members of the Freedom Caucus. Another one by the name of Laudermilk, and there were a few other names given members of the Freedom Caucus who right now are being criticized for at least whether they individually signed on for Paul Ryan or not. At least it sounds like they are being criticized for being a part of the group that said, okay, let's go ahead. The thing of it is, many people are predicting, Dave, that once Paul Ryan gets in there, that the honeymoon is going to last about 3 days, and then we'll be right back where we have been under Speaker Boehner.
Well, you know, Gary, it's a tough job. That's why nobody really, not large numbers, are stepping up to try to run for this position, because they understand the divided nature of the GOP. So it is a little bit of a dilemma. But I would say this, Gary, and this is what was so encouraging about Daniel Webster. Webster has a history of having accomplished this kind of thing in the Florida House of Representatives. He pulled people together. He restored some power and authority to the individual members of the House. He didn't just run roughshod over them. And that's been one of the complaints about the heavy-handed nature of the way Boehner did things. So, again, I am, I don't know if this is disinformation being put out to try to foster further confusion. You know, it's hard to know what's going on, but the bottom line is this. We need to pray and pray earnestly that this opportunity that we have, which is really a stellar one to get somebody in there of a genuine conservative slant, is not squandered.
Well, I agree with that 100%. And, when it comes to what takes place down in Washington, D.C. and on Capitol Hill, we never, never know. I mean, it's hard to get to the truth. And, just take a look at this Benghazi situation that happened yesterday, Dave. I don't know that we're ever going to get to the truth about that. On one hand, I wonder if the Republicans were too focused on Hillary and not enough on the Benghazi matter. I also wonder if the Democrats were too defensive for Hillary. To a certain degree, I don't think that the truth of what happened in Benghazi is ever going to come out, because those who do know it are going to try to cover it over, and others who are trying to find out about it might be hindered or squandered in what their efforts are. You know, it's just a terrible thing going on down there as it relates to getting to the truth. We need to pray for people in Washington and the whole process in Washington now more than ever before. It is a serious situation in our nation, David.
Well, Gary, as I was watching yesterday's hearing with Hillary, I was praying all during the time I was watching. And, of course, I was only able to observe it off and on throughout the day as I had a lot of other things to do. But I was praying, oh, God, help the truth to come out relative to what this woman did. And I'm talking about Hillary, what she did not do. Help the truth to come out about what the president did and did not do. Gary, I'm telling you, if the truth about Benghazi alone, I'm not talking about her emails, I'm not talking about all the other scandalous things that have occurred and continue to occur in the life and in the public service of Hillary Clinton. If just the Benghazi information came out in its entirety, our president would face impeachment, and Hillary Clinton would literally not have a chance at all of becoming president of the United States. So, Gary, there's a lot to pray about. Yesterday, the Democrats circled the wagons around her and literally did everything they could to defend her, because they know if the truth comes out, she's done.
Well, they know that. And as I looked at the whole thing yesterday, I asked a question. What really is the real issue there? Is it a botched foreign policy? Is it an unorganized State Department? Is it an incompetent Secretary of State? Is there a cover-up for something or for someone? And the fact of the matter is, Dave, the Lord may come, and we may not even know the answer. I'll tell you what, we need to get back to truth and truthfulness in our nation. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a break, but we will be back with more Stand in the Gap for today, right after these messages. Please stay tuned.
Dishonest money dwindles away, but he who gathers money little by little makes it grow. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children's children. But have you ever stopped to ask how much is enough or how much is too much? Will the money you leave to your family come between them and God? Have you ever said, I am rich, I've acquired wealth, I don't need a thing? I believe that God increases our wealth not to increase our standard of living, but to increase our standard of giving. This is Roy Russell, president of the Life Financial Group, a Christian wealth advisory firm. We work with believers and especially widows to wisely manage the wealth and efficiently pass it on to their children and grandchildren. We are financial, tax, and estate planners. We help successful Christians make wise decisions with their money so they can better provide for their families and leave a legacy of significance. Please call me with your questions or to discuss your needs and desires at 800-688-5800. That's 1-800-688-5800 or online at thelifegroup.org. That's thelifegroup.org.
Securities and advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Deer might be fun to look at, but they can rub the bark off your trees overnight, creating thousands of dollars in damage. Ordinary tree wraps or stormwater pipe can't stand up to deer when they're rutting or in heat. Hi, I'm Jim Saunders, the creator of Tree Armor, the world's first and only spring-loaded tree guard. Tree Armor stands up to any buck, protecting young trees up to 4 inches thick from deer rubbing as well as power tools. It's infused with a natural cayenne pepper scent that repels deer before they can do damage to your trees. It's brown and almost invisible from a short distance, and Tree Armor is the only tree guard made in America, using only EPA-approved vinyl, free of lead and heavy metals found in other imported products. Tree Armor is not available in stores, but you can buy it from the manufacturer at a huge discount. Go to our website, mytreearmor.com, and buy as many as you need from about $3 each. We even pay the postage. That's mytreearmor.com to protect your trees.
In Isaiah chapter 31, the prophet says, "Woe to them who trust in horses and chariots and military strength to defend them when evil arises and war is in the air." Hello, I'm Sam Rohr, president of the American Pastors Network. As Russia invades the Middle East, over 100 conflicts are raging around the world, Israel is under siege, and America is continually threatened by its enemies, Isaiah's advice for Israel then is God's warning for us today. The strength of horses will fail. Military equipment will fail. The great armies of the world will fail. When God, the King of Kings, comes to judge with righteousness, all human strength will fail. The warning is clear. If we put our trust in man and machines, we'll lose. The promise is also clear. If we put our trust in Him, He'll be our unfailing strength and shield. I'm Sam Rohr of the American Pastors Network saying, don't trust in man and lose. Trust in God and win.
Join the Pennsylvania Pastors Network at papastors.net.
Pennsylvania Leadership Charter School is an online public school for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. Founded in 2004, our mission is to have a school where children can see the world, develop character, promote independence, and become lifelong learners. We teach our students to be leaders, thinkers, and scientists. They are taught to be logical and critical in thinking. Some of our classical teaching methods range from online class lectures to debates to Socratic teaching, which develops the art of speaking and writing. We encourage our students to be well-rounded by participating in sports, the arts, and their communities. Your child can benefit from this style of innovative education. Visit us at palcs.org or call 1-877-725-2785.
You're listening to Stand in the Gap Today, the daily radio program of the American Pastors Network. For more information, visit the APN website, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and walk through the resource library to find over 500 separate resources with more added every week. Our resource library is a collection of biblical worldview resources categorized according to selected topics like abortion, marriage, the Constitution, evolution and creation, and much more. The resource library is free to use and designed for pastors or anyone who wants to find the very best materials available to more effectively relate biblical truth on a full range of issues facing the culture. Again, visit the website today, AmericanPastorsNetwork.net, and find out how you can help reverse cultural decline, equipped with the best resources available. And now, let's rejoin the American Pastors Network and Stand in the Gap Today.
Well, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Stand in the Gap Today. Along with David Kistler, I'm Gary Dull. Sam Rohr is still over in Ukraine, but he will be back with us, the Lord willing, next week, and I'm sure that he'll be able to give us some great insight and a good report as to what God did with his ministry over there. David, are you old enough to remember Mighty Mouse?
You know what, Gary, I am.
You remember when he came on the air, when his cartoon came on the air, he would sing, "Here I come to save the day." You remember that?
You know what, Gary, I do not remember that, but I do remember the cartoon. But you did a good job. That was it.
Well, he would say that, and then somebody else would come along and say, "Well, that means that Mighty Mouse is on the way." You know what? I think John Kerry thinks he's Mighty Mouse.
Well, you know what? I think you picked the appropriate character to describe John Kerry.
Well, the reason why I say that is, he is going over to... I guess it was just yesterday. He went to Berlin to talk with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel. And of course, you know, he's there to try to save the day and solve the problems that are taking place between the Palestinians and Israel. And actually, John Kerry told Benjamin Netanyahu that he needs to, quote, tone down in his speech towards the Palestinians. And, of course, Netanyahu responded by saying, and I quote, "There is no question that this wave of attacks is driven directly by incitement. Incitement from Hamas, incitement from Islamist movement in Israel, and incitement, I'm sorry to say, from President Abbas and the Palestinian Authority." End quote. That's what Benjamin Netanyahu told John Kerry yesterday. And John Kerry said to Bibi, "Tone down your speech a little bit." I can't wait to hear your response to that one.
Well, Gary, that's absurd. That is absolutely absurd. And Gary, if I could say this, and I know I'm jumping off, you know, this particular question that you've asked to something else, but it is related. In addition to that, Gary, we have just found out via some information that was forwarded to us right before we went on the air that President Obama is now attempting to take down Canadian Prime Minister Stephen Harper because of Stephen Harper's unequivocal support for Israel and for Benjamin Netanyahu. So, Gary, again, what this is all saying is the administration that's currently in the White House is no friend of the nation of Israel whatsoever. They're constantly, as in this situation with Kerry, chastising Bibi Netanyahu, chastising the nation of Israel, blaming them for everything. And now one of Israel's greatest friends on the planet, Stephen Harper, Prime Minister of Canada, our administration is doing what it tried to do when Bibi faced elections a number of months back. Obama has sent some of his surrogates over into Canada to try to impact the elections there like he tried to impact the elections in Israel. Gary, can there be anything more purely evil? And I'm saying that purposefully. Can there be anything more purely evil than what President Barack Obama is and the things he's trying to accomplish globally?
Well, no, I think you hit the nail right on the head talking about that which is evil. I think we can say it, that many of the thoughts and the ideas and the goals and the plans and the objectives that President Obama has is evil, as it relates to the United States of America and as it relates to the Judeo-Christian ethic upon which our country was established. And he wants to spread those evil thoughts worldwide. As a matter of fact, you know, I think we might have talked about it a little bit yesterday on air. And that is that, you know, there are some people who kind of believe that he would like to become the General Secretary of the United Nations. And if he ever became General Secretary of the United Nations, he would be, as it were, almost the President of the world. And as the President of the world, he would be able to, you know, to infiltrate and engraft some of these crazy liberal evil philosophies of his in the hearts and the minds of people all around the country or all around the globe.
Well, Gary, what you're saying is this. He now, as President of the United States, is trying to shape the events in other countries to set the stage for what may be a run for General Secretary of the United Nations. So he's trying to set the platform or the stage now so that all these nations that support Israel are no longer able to do so, i.e. try to get Stephen Harper out as Prime Minister in Canada, so that if Obama should become General Secretary, then he's got everything in place so that he can really try to minimize, if not destroy, the nation of Israel. Gary, there is a sinister design behind all of this, of course, on the part of the wicked one. But, Gary, there are other sinister designs that this president has that are antichrist in nature, if I could word it that way.
Well, you may. You've got my permission to word it that way, if you'd like, because I agree with you 100%. And, you know, to a certain degree, this ties into why I think that Joe Biden came along yesterday and said that he's not going to run for the presidency of the United States, or I guess that was, what, the day before, whenever it was. He said he's not going to run, and the question is, what is his motive? And here is my thought. I think that what's going to happen is that Obama is going to resign from the presidency within the next 6 months. And particularly if it looks like Hillary is not going to do too well in the campaign. And then, of course, Biden will become the president of the United States. And at the Democratic convention in Cleveland next year, he will be drafted to run for his own term in place of Hillary or Sanders, whatever. And because of the fact that Obama has stepped down, he'll begin the campaign for the position of General Secretary of the United Nations. And we will go into 2017 with Biden in the White House and Obama at the United Nations. How do you like that scenario?
Well, Gary, when you proposed that yesterday, of course, off air, and I read through it, I thought, wow, that's something I'd never actually considered. But you think about what that would do. And, Gary, I can promise you this. If you and I have thought these things, primarily you've thought this, and seeing this potential scenario as a possibility, you can rest assured that those that are filled with the spirit of the wicked one, as some of these individuals are, you can rest assured they've come up with this kind of thought. So, Gary, I see it as a very potential, very feasible possibility. Let me put it that way.
Which is why we need to pray for America. And, you know, I know this Pray USA campaign that Abby Abelness is involved with is so very significant to our country. We talked about that in the second segment of the program today. But in every possible way, Dave, we need to pray. Preachers need to preach, making certain that their pulpits are on fire with the Word of God. People in the pew need to rally around biblical truth, because there are those who will do everything they can do to destroy it nationally as well as worldwide. Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for another week of programming. Thank you for another day. And in just a couple of days, we will be back with you with Monday's edition of Stand in the Gap Today. Until then, stand in the gap for faith and freedom. Keep looking up, because we know the best is yet to come. There is no doubt about it, because Jesus is King.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to Stand in the Gap Today with Sam Rohr, Gary Dahl, and David Kistler. Brought to you by the American Pastors Network. Every day on this station, we address the most urgent issues undermining the culture from a biblical and constitutional perspective. APN takes seriously the command to be salt and light in this culture. Our mission is to declare truth into the public square, bringing a biblical worldview to the issues of the day. we seek to build a dynamic network of pastors across the nation who hold firmly to the authority of Scripture and boldly preach the whole counsel of God. This ministry is supported through the prayers and financial support of people like you, and we urge you to do all you can to help the American Pastors Network accomplish this mission. To learn more, visit www.AmericanPastorsNetwork.net and help us with your donation today. Find out how we're impacting the culture and how you can join in the mission.
If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. 2 Chronicles 7:14. WFYL reminds you to pray for America.